Hi, Marty Lurie here. Aramis Garcia, as boy, we've talked for so many years together, and here you are in the big leagues, the major leagues. How about that?
You know, it's been crazy. You know, it's definitely a dream come true, and you know, some mornings it's so hard to believe. You get to look out your hotel window and see AT&T Park. It's pretty special.
Yeah, because look, you know, you've been the guy in the farm system. You know, the catcher. You know, you got hurt. You know, you're hitting the ball finally. Then you get hurt again, and something happens. You're a veteran of the Fall League. I think they're going to retire your number down there. But take us through just a little bit of the ups and downs of your career.
Yeah, you know, it's been a crazy journey. I feel like, you know, like you said, there's been a lot of ups and downs. You know, it's been far from perfect, but I feel like, you know, I've learned so much along the way, and I've grown so much as a player and as a person, more importantly. You know, I wouldn't trade it for anything, but, you know, there's definitely been a lot of perseverance, a lot of grinding, and it's just good to be here.
Well, one of the good stories is you and Andrew Suarez, and there's Derek Rodriguez, too, right? You know, you guys, and I'm a Miamian as well, as you know, but you guys grew up together. What was all that like?
Well, you know, I've been telling everybody that I played with Derek Rodriguez, the position player. And, you know, we were so young. I mean, it was a year after Cooperstown, you know, just playing baseball every day. And then Andy, I played with in high school in summer ball. And we have some pretty cool memories together, just, you know, playing in the Connie Mack World Series in high school, which, you know, I've explained a few times. It's pretty much the big leagues of high school baseball. It's, you know, the first time you're playing in front of big crowds and everything like that. So we definitely have some good memories together.
Do you know who Connie Mack is?
I do. I do, yeah.
Very, very good, because, you know, we take it for granted. We say the word Connie Mack, but he was the grand old man of baseball.
That's right.
He managed the Philadelphia Athletics for 50 years, and you know why he could do it? Because he owned the team.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a pretty special tournament that he has, or in his honor, yeah. You know, in New Mexico. You know, like I said, it's you know, you get an opportunity to play against some of the best talent in high school in that tournament, and it was definitely a fun time.
Yeah, very good. All right, Aramis Garcia with us. Tell me your family background. Give me a little bit of your family history.
You know, both of my parents are Cuban. I was born and raised in South Florida. And, you know, I have to credit a lot of why I'm here to them. You know, they've supported me and loved me all throughout this journey and my entire life. You know, it's they've always provided for me and my brother, and I'm so thankful for all the sacrifices that they've made growing up.
What do you folks do?
My dad is a director of housekeeping at a hospital in Miami, and my mom sells advertising and is a real estate agent.
Very good. I like to sell some of my advertising. I can use it. All right. Very good. Coming out of high school, of course, as I said, I grew up in Miami, went to Miami Beach High. What were your choices coming out of high school?
In terms of college?
Yeah.
You know, I was pretty lightly recruited, honestly. I was committed by a small school. I was committed to a small school in North Carolina. And then going into my senior year, I, you know, realized I didn't really want to go that far away from home or, you know, play in that cold weather. So FIU offered me going into my senior year, and the rest is history.
Yeah, well, FIU is part of South Florida. So did you live at home or on the campus? How did that work out?
Yeah, I actually lived on campus just because, you know, it's about a 30, 35-minute commute, and, you know, with 5 a.m. workouts and, you know, a full class schedule plus practice, it would have been too much to commute, so.
You know, people don't understand what it is to grow up in Miami and all the different things we could do in Miami. What were some of the things you like to do?
You know, there's definitely a lot of distractions in Miami, but
fishing, tennis.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I always stayed pretty focused, you know, especially in Miami because baseball is pretty, you know, it's pretty much all year round. But, you know, when I did have some off time, I loved going to the beach, you know, fishing, big movie guy.
Okay.
So, you know, I love going to the movie, just, you know, taking it easy and just relaxing anytime you get a chance to.
What kind of movies do you like?
I'm not very picky. I can tell you I don't like scary movies. So that's pretty much out whenever, you know, the opportunity comes up to go to the movies. But, you know, I love comedy. I love sports movies.
Good. Oh, very yeah. good. All right. What did you major in at FIU?
Sports and fitness.
All right.
Yeah, I wanted to be a physical therapist, so that was really like the only gateway into it.
Yeah, no, my son's a physical therapist. It's a good job.
Yeah.
You'll always have clients.
That's right, yeah. And, you know, the dream was to work with, you know, with athletes.
Yeah.
So, glad to always have that, you know, in my back pocket.
Yeah, very good. Did you ever go to High Line in Miami? I played High Line. What do you think of that?
High Line? I don't even know what that is. What is that?
High Line with the Cesta? Come on. You've never seen Miami High Line? You never saw that?
No, I've never seen that.
Oh, man. All right. When are you going home to Miami this winter?
Yeah. Not full time, but I'll definitely be there visiting family and for holidays and things like that.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about this in spring training.
Right,
you're
going
to go to Miami High Line and take a look at the fastest game in the world.
I gotta make sure I do that in the off season.
Absolutely. Come on. Absolutely. Miami High Line, for a kid from Miami, you have to see it. I love it. Great sport.
Okay.
The Cesta, the ball goes about 120 miles an hour. The exit velocity, trust me, is very good.
Awesome.
All right, so now you get to the big leagues. You get the call up. Did they mess around with you, or they just tell you you're coming up?
No, you know, well, at first it was a little different because of the taxi squad, right? So I had to do that actually twice. But when I did get the official call, it was pretty special. I got a give a lot of credit to my, you know, David Brundage, the AAA manager. He played it off pretty well. He came over my apartment looking for, he said he was looking for Ryder Jones, and I believed him, honestly. I mean, I completely thought he was looking for him, and he played it off really well. And no, he just told me that I was going to the big league, so I had to call my parents at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Florida time, and they were ecstatic.
Yeah, I know when they came out here, we'll talk about your first game, but they were really ecstatic in the stands. They were on TV a lot.
Yeah, you know, it was pretty crazy. They were telling me, you know, that people were recognizing him on the streets of San Francisco, but, you know, when I actually hit the home run, I was able to, I saw him on the board. You know, they put him up there because they were, you know, jumping around and everything, and that was, it was hard not to get emotional in the dugout just because I know how happy they were in that moment.
Yeah, well, what a debut. Come on, you hit a home run and you get another hit. Come on, did you ever think this was going to happen?
You know, honestly, you know, growing up, you always dream of getting here. You never really think I mean, for me at least, I never really thought of how it would go. You know, obviously you're optimistic of, you know, you want to be successful and things like that. But, I mean, that exceeded any expectation. And, you know, it's something that I'll definitely cherish forever.
Well, you got power. You know, I always said to you, Carlton Fisk. I've always given that comparison. So you got power. So I'm not surprised you hit a couple out already.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I feel like it's always been a part of my game. And, you know, I had you know, a pretty small sample size in Sacramento, and you know, Richmond was just it was a grind this year. But, you know, I mean, like I told you in the past, you know, I just try to stay gap to gap, and I feel like I have the power to hit, you know, 10, 15, hopefully later, you know, at some point hit 20 in my career. And
Oh, it's going to be nice. All right. You're in the big leagues. Is there a best part of being in the major leagues?
Oh, man. You know, it's all, yeah. You know, all that's great. I'm just, you know, I'm pretty amazed at the fan base that we have. You know, it's just, it's something that we know, you know, coming up through the system, you always hear about. And, you know, you feel it a little bit in San Jose and Sacramento, you know, with how many Giants fans we have in those areas. But
yeah.
Once you get here, man, and any opportunity you have to bring 40,000 people to their feet, it's something that's really special. And I feel like the, you know, the city and the fans have really embraced, you know, the newer guys here, and it's been awesome.
Yeah, they have. So am I going to see you in Arizona?
Yeah, you'll see me there.
What are we, the Scorpions again?
That's right, yeah, we're the Scorpions. I'll be there going back for my junior year.
As I said, in one more year you'll be managing the team. But you know, the Fall League, it's good for you. I mean, you get your reps in, and
yeah.
you see good pitching.
Absolutely. You know, I've been there twice before, but you know, I really enjoyed my time there. I feel like you learn a lot. And, you know, like you said, you're playing against great competition. So anytime you get that opportunity to go out there and take the field with those guys, you definitely want to, you know, take advantage and make the most of it.
All right. Well, you're a story. You're a story. And, you know, you got here, and they always say, don't miss your pitch. And you're not missing it so far, so it's good for you. Folks must be very proud of you.
Yeah, they are. They are. Thank you.
All right. That's Aramis Garcia. He's been on with us many times from spring training, but here we get to sit in AT&T Park and do it, so I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you, Marty. Thanks for having me.
All right. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.